Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett.
Directing. And was this her first time directing?
Yeah.
I think it was.
And of course, the family tried to discredit her by saying she's a novice and this and that. And
well, so you know, so Bobby forth. Christina wanted to play her mother. You know, they were also grooming her.
She looks like Bobby.
She looks just like Bobby, even with the gap. Like
I want to see somebody that kind of favors her.
Bit, yeah.
Well, they say Yaya DaCosta did the damn thing. And somebody said, now, my sources say it got almost 5 million viewers. Somebody said it almost doubled that. But that's what my sources
say. But maybe that person is adding up the show and the show afterwards.
Oh, the Bobby Brown show that was an hour after. Okay.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, yes. How are you?
Fine. Did you see it last night?
I did. I saw it when it first premiered.
And what'd you think?
I thought it was good. I just thought it focused too much on her and Bobby instead of her career.
Really? Yeah, they made it like the Bobby Brown story, I guess. That's what some people have wrote here.
Tweet.
D. Dunn from VA says, Whitney movie was good as it focused on Whitney and Bobby's love story and humanized both. Kudos to Angela Bassett. Not trying to be rude says, didn't like how they made Bobby look like a saint. Other than that, I enjoyed. Yaya did a great job and Deborah killed the singing, you know, because they weren't able to use Whitney's music. Dre202 says, I felt it ended abruptly and more could have been told, but overall good. Angela Bassett did a great job directing.
Did somebody say that Bobby Brown, they made him like a saint?
Yeah.
Nah, because there was one scene where Whitney called him. He was with one of his baby mamas. He just jumped up out the bed and rolled and left her. She was like, you're leaving?
Wow.
You're leaving?
Good morning, hello.
Yeah, morning time.
Yeah.
Hey, Russ.
Yeah.
Hey, Yaya played the heck out of her when she was on crack. She looked just like a crack addict.
Somebody
she did an excellent job.
Wow.
Okay. I think she did a good job total because, I mean, she hit the little mannerisms.
Did they cover the relationship with her and Robin?
Not really. They showed them talking, and like she was. The part I saw was with them talking about Bobby, and you know that how people don't really like the relationship. And she was like, "Well, I don't care." And,
that could be another movie, actually.
Yes,
a whole different movie.
Good morning, hello.
Yeah, this is Sean from Baltimore. How y'all doing?
All right. Did you see it, Sean?
Yeah, I saw it, man. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. You know, it was definitely better than that Lair movie or whatever. But like I said, one of the callers said, you know, I think they, you know, focused too much on like the Bobby Brown aspect of it.
It doesn't sound like you
but
saw
I think it was, I think it was supposed to tell their love story, not just the Whitney story.
Because they had one dude in there playing Eddie Murphy, and it was hilarious.
He didn't look like Eddie?
Nah. Look like Eddie Murphy with a jerry curl and a fake wig. I mean, fake
tweet. Wow.
Jamaican Star 217 says, it was great. People need to realize it's a Lifetime network, so a lot of things had to be cut out. Great job.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Morning. It's Jay from D.C.
Yes, sir. What'd you think?
I think the acting was good, but I want to know where the producers at who did, you know, Five Heartbeats and The Temptation, but people want to see, you know, see that type of movie.
Yeah, Temptations would have it. But there is a Temptations movie that is really good. I can't remember. Came out years and years ago. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What'd you think?
I thought they did a really good job. Like, of course, I like the music, and Yaya did a really good job. But I feel like they should have told more of the story. It really did feel like just the Bobby Brown story, like everybody else is saying.
But you know, there's only so much you can do. Was it a 2-hour? Movie?
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much you can do, and like 30% of that is commercials. So there's only so much you can tell.
But you wanted the singing career more.
Well, you had her in the studio doing stuff, and I mean, she sounded good. I mean, of course, nobody gonna sound like Whitney, but she actually sounded pretty good.
Well, it was Deborah. It wasn't obviously Yaya DaCosta.
Right, yeah. But I mean, she sounded good.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes. What'd you think of the Whitney Houston biopic that they did?
I felt like it was a soft porn.
Oh, wow.
It was what?
Soft porn?
A soft porn. Like, every other scene was sex and her doing drugs.
Really? Maybe that's why
I was toward the end.
Her people really didn't want this movie to come out. Like, they were like, this is not Whitney, so I don't.
Mm. Good morning, hello.
Maybe that's why.
What's up, Russ?
What's happening? What'd you think, man?
Hey. Man, I really think they could have broke it up a lot better. They should have called it Whitney and Bobby, because if it was just going to be Whitney, seems to me like maybe they could have did 30 minutes of her childhood, how she developed that beautiful voice, growing up in the church and going to Catholic school with Robin. Then maybe 20 minutes of how she broke into the industry and blew Clive Davis, you know, socks off. And then the back half of the movie be about her and Bobby's relationship and her spiral downward or whatever. Right. It wasn't that good to me, Russ.
Gotcha.
Tweet.
So, you know, no, this isn't a tweet, but Pat Houston, you know, she said some things she wanted to say. She said to people, If you watch this movie, watch it knowing that Lifetime is notorious for making bad biopics of deceased celebrities. Embrace yourself for the worst. You should not be surprised if someone decided to do a made-for-TV biopic, and I might add, without the family's blessing and despite her mother's request to not do this movie. It happens every day. They just went on Lifetime.
But I think Angela Bassett was Whitney's friend. So Lifetime was probably smart in getting Angela, a credible actress,
yeah,
to direct that, because it would deflect some of this, you know. But I understand, you know, I understand families, they want to be able to tell their story, you know. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, hello.
Hi, how you doing? What'd you think of it?
I think it was pretty good. Angela Bassett did a wonderful job. Yaya did a wonderful job. But it was just more, I agree with one of us. It was more about Bobby and about the drug thing, and I think that's why her family didn't want it to be out, because it showed that she was already on drugs before she met Bobby.
Yanketooth agreed with you, Russ, said you can't captivate a whole life in just 2 hours. Bassett was her friend and did the movie from her perspective as a friend.
The Russ Parr Morning Show.
As the weather gets colder, it's nice to know you can warm up with some extra money when you need it and fast. WeFixMoney.com is your source for getting the extra cash you need. Did you know you could get up to $1,000 in your bank account sometimes within 24 hours? WeFixMoney.com has a trusted and secure network of lenders that can help you out right now. For over 6 years, WeFixMoney.com has helped customers get money for rent, emergency car repairs, mortgage payments, bills, whatever the need, WeFixMoney.com can help. With a carefully selected nationwide network of lenders, WeFixMoney.com can match you up with a lender that can help you. WeFixMoney.com is safe and secure because your privacy is important to the folks at WeFixMoney.com. Listen, sometimes bad things happen to good people. Just know you are not alone. Log on 24/7 to WeFixMoney.com to get started. It's WeFixMoney.com. That's WeFixMoney.com.
Hey, coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes, Randy Kessler, the attorney to the stars. You got some family law issues. My man is good. He's going to give you some free legal advice.